Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Keep in tune. When Luke says first that Jesus grew in wisdom before he mentions any of the other ways Jesus grew, that is our indication that a healthy mind is at the foundation for every other aspect of health. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It's been said that lions are tamed with a chair, specifically with the legs of the chair. These powerful animals are trying to focus on too many points at one time, which keeps them from initiating an attack. So they are not so much tamed as they are paralyzed and overwhelmed by trying to concentrate on too many things. It's the same with us. If we try to concentrate on every voice speaking to us, we'll become overwhelmed and paralyzed. The Bible says this. My mom says that. My best friend told me to try. My agnostic coworker said I should. It's overwhelming and mentally draining. Just like our bodies can become exhausted, so can our minds. Exhausted bodies are susceptible to germs, and so are exhausted minds susceptible to unhealthy ideas. Consider all of the voices Jesus had to deal with in his last days heading toward Calvary. From about 4 months out, things really began to intensify. He still had the voice of his critics constantly harping on him, and I'm sure the devil was still looking for his opportune time, Luke chapter 4, verse 13, not to mention all of the other voices around Jesus. There are two important principles to keep in mind here. One, God can speak truth to us through harsh, unfriendly voices. And two, the devil can lie to us through kind, friendly voices. So we cannot automatically listen to or ignore messages because of who the messenger is. The friendly voice of Peter told Jesus, "You are the Messiah." To which Jesus replied, "The Holy Spirit revealed that to you. Now let me remind you that we are heading to Jerusalem where I am going to be crucified." The now not so friendly voice of Peter then rebuked Jesus. "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter to say, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." The Father gave Peter, James, and John a glimpse of the glory Jesus would have when he was resurrected from the dead, when they saw him transfigured. During this time, Moses and Elijah affirmed that Jesus was headed to Jerusalem to fulfill all that was prophesied about him. In the aftermath of his transfiguration, Jesus again repeated, "I am going to be crucified and resurrected." As Jesus entered Jerusalem on the day we now celebrate as Palm Sunday, people cheered and the religious leaders jeered. To both groups, Jesus once again affirmed his mission, "I am going to be crucified and resurrected." See Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 44, chapter 18, verses 31 to 33, Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, and John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19, and 23 to 33. No matter what others said or did, Jesus never changed his tune. How did he keep clear about the mission he was on? He simply compared every voice with God's voice. Jesus never changed his tune because he was in tune with the Father's voice. Years ago, I played the timpani in our church orchestra. I learned very quickly that the best way to tune these big kettle drums was to put my face close to the drum head while I hummed the proper note. Then, as I adjusted the tuning pedal, I knew I had the timpani tuned to the right note when what I was humming resonated back to me from the drum head. At the Transfiguration, the Father told the disciples to listen to the voice of Jesus. Jesus claimed that he only said and did what the voice of his Father resonated to him. And Jesus told us that his sheep know and follow his voice in the same way. Luke chapter 9, verse 35, John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50, and John chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. The book of Psalms opens with these words, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night." Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The word meditate can be translated as hum. When we read and study God's word, the Holy Spirit will help us know which voices are in tune with the Father's heart and which ones are out of tune. You can check out a great example of this from the life of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20, verses 20 to 24, and chapter 21, verses 10 through 15. So our important mental health reminder is this: to make sure we are listening to the right voice, tune your ear to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then receive any voice that resonates with that tune and reject any voice that is out of key. I have a graphic that you can download that will fit nicely on your phone. You can simply leave me a comment with the model of your phone and I'll get the right size graphic out to you. If you've missed any of the messages in our mental health series, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.